Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yesterday was the Ravens pre-draft luncheon, known as the Liars Luncheon. And during said press conference after lunch, Eric DaCosta was asked about the fact that the whole tight end room is in a contract year. Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler in the last year of their rookie deal, and Mark Andrews in the last year of his extension. And this is how Eric responded.
I just think it depends on the player. Like, there are some really good players in this draft. And the same could be said about the running back position as well, and we've talked about that. You know, we talk about these things all the time, and the reality of it is if there's like a tight end that we think is a blue chip tight end, or a running back that we think is a blue chip running back, we're going to take them just because they're important. And if the talent is such that we think this guy can impact our team at some point, we can't just eliminate positions because we're strong in the short term. We talk about needs, and we've seen, you guys have all seen, you've covered the team for a long time, needs can change in 1 week. Right, we've had some years where we had a strong running back room. Next thing you know, like, it's a Friday afternoon and we're calling every agent in the league because we need running backs, because we just had three catastrophic injuries in a span of 7 days. So that can happen. And so
bring back bad memory there.
But I mean, yeah, you know, it's just a reality. It's just a reality of our business. Injuries happen, needs change. And so for us, we're just going to keep an open mind. And if the guy is so good that we have to take him, we're going to take him.
So that was Eric, I'm sorry, talking about the tight end position. Would they take a tight end? And obviously then he brought back the bad memory of all the Ravens running backs getting hurt and Le'Veon Bell spending a few weeks with the Ravens. But alas, before we get to his thoughts on Mark Andrews specifically, could you see them taking a tight end in this draft, Jason?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. When we were talking to Jonas, I mean, could they take one at 27?
Yeah.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I mean, I guarantee you that there are two tight ends in this draft.
Yes.
Who, if they were available at 27, they would say, that's extreme value and we're going to take it.
They're both Big Ten kids.
Michigan and Penn State.
Yeah.
I could easily see them take a tight end. Now, first round.
I'm talking first round.
Well, if those two guys were sitting there at 27.
Sure. If you get the value for it, but none of these guys are under contract after this year. And if you are hanging on to Mark Andrews, Mark Andrews is definitely not going to be here in 2026. So you're going to need tight ends in the future. And Eric DaCosta, like any other GM, you're looking at this year, but you're also looking future and you want some long-term security. Ideally, you get a Likely signed to an extension prior to this season, but you're still going to need guys in 26.
So, Mark Andrews, is it possible they could trade Mark Andrews on draft night? This is what Eric had to say.
Oh, man. I never know what's going to happen, Jeff. And I would never want to say this or that. You know, but I can tell you this. Mark Andrews is a warrior, and he's played his butt off for us. And his competitiveness, his talent, his attitude, his leadership is so valued here. And he's a great player. And I think we're in the business of keeping as many great players as we can. So there's always a lot of unpredictability with the draft. You just never know. I don't think we've traded many of our own players. I don't know. Have we ever made a trade during the draft where we traded one of our players? Well, that wasn't during the draft. Well, I mean, I had done that trade before the draft. You guys didn't know about
before,
it.
The day before.
I did that on Monday, actually, the Monday of the draft.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, that wasn't during the that wasn't actually during the draft.
Have we had one during the draft?
That was announced.
Yeah, it was announced during the draft. That was strategic, though. We didn't want to announce it beforehand just in case, because then the team might think we would want a receiver. So we kept it as quiet as we could. But I don't think we've ever traded one of our players. We've traded four players during the draft. I know we did Kevin Johnson way back when for a fourth-round pick. But I don't know that we've ever traded one of our own players. You should know that, Jameson.
So they're due. They've never traded a player during
that. That wasn't a no. I mean, that was anything but a no.
It's a lot to say.
Like, if somebody asked him, you think there's a chance you trade Lamar Jackson during the draft? What do you think their response would have been?
He's
like, if they asked him, hey, you got a lot of value out of Derrick Henry, but like, he is 30. Any chance you sell high on Derrick Henry leading into day two of the draft? I think he would have been like, what the hell are you talking? Why would you ever ask me that? Right? That wasn't that. Wasn't that response.
He's had the same answer every single time. What was it? The prior time.
Talked about him like he was dead.
Yes. He was talking about him. Oh, he's a Ring of Honor.
I think he really wants to trade Mark Andrews. Yeah. I think he really wants to trade Mark Andrews.
I'm going to tell you what I told you guys when he's made the last comment. If a team offers him a 3 for Mark Andrews and a 6, Mark Andrews is on that team. On Saturday.
He loves the flop.
Friday, sorry. Day two is Friday.
Well, I don't know that world exists, but like, he could certainly use Mark Andrews to move up half a round and go do something on Friday that, you know, might have much more impact than what they're likely to get out of pick number 54.
I still think he's here. Now, he's very much keeping the door open, and he's inviting the other 31 GMs, saying, hey, we're open for
you
business.
Can never have too many warriors on your roster. I mean, I got enough, so I'm willing to move him. But you look like, hey, Arizona, you look like you could use another warrior tight end to go with the guy you just paid.
Hey,
Ring of Honor.
He doesn't cost $11 million anymore either.
Right.
He's $7 million.
Bargain.
Yeah. That's pretty fair for a top five tight end in the NFL. Guy led all tight ends in touchdown catches last year. Now, there is the elephant in the room that he's not very good in the playoffs, but he's really good in the regular season, and you need to be good in the regular season to get to the playoffs.
That is a fact.
Like, if he's bad during the regular season, it's going to affect your chances of making the playoffs. He shows up in the regular season. I still think he gets traded.
I think he's gone.
I've been pretty steadfast on this.
I think he's gone.
Well, let me ask you guys this. If he's still here the day after the draft, is he going to be here for 2025?
I think so.
Probably.
Because you're getting, unless it's a player-for-player trade at some point, and those are rare.
Yeah,
but then you're kind of stuck because you want the assets to use immediately.
Yeah. I think he's here. It's just a hunch.
Bone's the one optimist about Mark Andrews'
future.
Dude,
I thought he was gone. I thought he was gone, but since he got the roster bonus, and I think the longer this goes on, it's less likely, but who knows? I've been wrong before.
So,
I'll be wrong again.
Let me get Beltway Ben's pulse of this, because I am curious. Does he tie it, or does he make it 3-1? Beltway Ben, he's the owner of the best stream in the business. Is Mark Andrews still a Raven come Sunday?
Next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
I'll say.
This isn't a lot of conviction.
Very pregnant, Paul.
Yeah. Because I genuinely think Thursday night and Friday night, well, like, I think he's getting chopped. Like,
that's clear.
I think if there's a guy on the board and they have a chance to make a move, I think they'll make it. I'll say he's still on the team, but it's 50-50, honestly.
Nah. So he temporarily, and with tempered enthusiasm, tied the score 2-2 on this.
Raven for life. somebody else's employee in 2025.
Yes, yes. He still will go in the Ring of Honor one day, but he'll be playing his football elsewhere. I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
And, agreed. And Isaiah likely gets an extension.
And they probably draft a tight end.
And the yes, yes. By the way, congratulations to Charlie Kohler. I did see on social media he got engaged.
Oh, nice.
Very
nice.
Mazel.
Mazel.
It is that it is that time of that
really?
Season. Well, you know, I'm getting married in two
yeah,
months.
Yeah, but you... Did you get engaged this time of year? I don't know that there's an engagement season, is there? I don't know.
Wedding season.
I got engaged when it happened, and I'm getting married in 2 months. So when is wedding season? When is engagement season?
I think wedding season's spring right now, right?
Do you want it too hot, too cold?
When did you get married? What time of year?
I got married in August, got engaged on Christmas Eve.
Was it hot?
Oh, I got
It was like the nicest
August wedding?
Mid-August day, like maybe ever. It was ridiculous.
Awesome.
It worked out so well. It was amazing.
Yeah, hot weddings are.
And we were like,
I've been to a couple.
Schlepping people in the water taxi from like, because they were staying in Fells. And we were at the Museum of Industry, is where the reception was. Nice. And it was like the perfect, like a perfect night to be on the water.
Awesome.
Oh, beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some pictures. Very nice.
Then we're off to Spain. It was a simpler time, Bone. I cared about it. I wanted to see the world.
Yeah,
I was all excited to go back to Europe.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it was great.
Coming
a
up.
A week in Mallorca and a week in the mainland. Or 5 days on Mallorca, 5 days in the mainland. Marriott points.
Oh.
Whole thing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I didn't pay for anything.
That's a hell of a
that's
perk.
A beautiful thing.
Pay for nothing?
I mean, I had to pay for stuff when I was over there.
Of course.
Flights?
But it was like the 200. It used to be like the 250,000 miles would get you like two business class seats pretty much anywhere. It would get you like up to 2 weeks at Marriott properties.
Wow.
The villa we stayed at in Mallorca was amazing. And rental car.
Jeez.
I mean, I did a lot. I mean, there was a... A lot of 5 a.m. flights to Calgary to get there. I mean, it was covering hockey.
Yeah.
But
hey,
those were the perks. It was a different time. I don't leave my couch now. And I hate people, and I hate planes more than people.
No, those things.
That's saying something.
I really hate planes.
Both those things are accurate.
I hate flying.
You do hate people.
I hate me some people.
Yeah.
But I really hate planes.
Coming up next, we stick with the draft. And what are the other teams in this division going to do in the draft coming up next weekend? We'll ask Jason Lockin for that question next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and 10, handoff. Judkins, no running room. Derek Harmon closed up the hole.
Yeah, Derek Harmon shows some quickness along with power.
And it's Oregon football.
Wow.
This ball came out. Harmon comes away with it, ripped it away from Judkins. Take a look right here.
Yeah, he didn't even go for the tackle. He was in the backfield and just went for the football.
That highlight, Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon, from NBC. And Jason, what's interesting is I went down a mock draft rabbit hole a couple of nights ago, and other than the Browns, I saw the other three teams in this division linked to Derek Harmon. I saw one that had the Bengals, the Steelers, and obviously the Ravens. So, Derek Harmon, where do you think he lands?
Bobby D said he looks like a Steeler or a Raven to me, but I'm not sure he gets to them. You know, the Bengals obviously have acute needs defensively and especially at the line of scrimmage. But I'm not convinced they don't take an offensive lineman because they also, like, you've got all this money in these wide receivers now. And Joe Burrow gets hurt, which he does pretty much every year. And you miss the playoffs by a game or two. And now you're down to one more year of T. Higgins, and it's still crazy money. I think at the end of the day, they still might go offensive line, but if they took the pass rusher from Texas A&M and he's still there,
Shamar Stewart,
I wouldn't flinch at all. If they took Derek Harmon, I wouldn't flinch at all. And I don't think I'm now becoming more convinced that I don't think Derek Harmon gets past the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Someone's got to play defense for the Bengals, though, Jason. I mean, I get what you're saying offensive line-wise, but whew, there's a lot of holes on that side of the ball.
There's definitely need, but how much is that kid going to do? It's almost like, do we need to score 40 points every game? And how? If so, where are we still lacking in that regard? Where are we not at max efficiency? Well, you're certainly not at max efficiency from a run blocking and pass protecting standpoint. I don't know.
We talked to Daryl Ryder yesterday, covers the Browns and the Guardians for our sister station in Cleveland. He's convinced that this next highlight is going to end up with the Cleveland Browns.
Shotgun snap taken by Shadur, throws it right side. Travis Hunter reaches up, makes a spectacular grab. Touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! He's an alien! He's a freak! He's a mutant! And the Buffaloes take a 10-point lead, 30-20.
Just to clarify, because you heard two names mentioned, and both of them could go in the first round. The Browns need a quarterback, but they're not going to take Shador Sanders. They're going to take Travis Hunter.
Yeah, he is Travis Hunter, and he is about to be a Cleveland Brown. Feel sorry for that young man, but it's where a lot of careers have gone to die. Yeah, I don't think they're passing on him. I think they need help on offense and defense. They're looking for star power. They're looking for pizzazz. He's too good of a football player to pass up. And, you know, I don't think it's Abdul Carter. I don't think it's a quarterback. I think it's Travis Hunter. And I think Abdul Carter goes third. And I think things start to get interesting after that. But, yeah, I'm sure the Browns will – like, Haslam loves the theater of it all. So I'm sure we'll get some other leak stories about, they had this super-duper-duper private meeting with this guy. And, then they had this last-second workout with that guy. I think they're taking Travis Hunter.
Well, you mentioned that. Giants doing that with Shador Sanders. What do you make from that?
Yeah, that seems like they're trying to beg someone to make a trade to me.
Exactly. And I don't think the value is going to be there, and I think they're going to take Abdul Carter. That's what I think is going to happen. The last time that team was Super Bowl worthy, they had a six-man rotation up front that was better than anybody's, and their four, no matter which combination of their six were making up that four, were better than your five, the time.
Was it Strahan, Osi Umanyora, Jason Pierre-Paul, Justin Tuck? Yeah, they had some dudes.
So I think they're going to take, they're going to take the consensus best defensive lineman available and what might go down as a generational defensive lineman draft. I don't think that owner... I just don't think Shador Sanders is his kind of quarterback. Just the personality, the brashness, the boldness.
Doesn't want to deal with Deion.
Don't think it's his guy. I don't even know if it's so much that. I just think that guy, I think, has a certain views of like what leadership is and how leaders act and what quarterbacks do. And, you know, to use Bone's favorite word, their demeanor.
Oh, that is a big Bone word.
Yeah.
Demeanor's big.
I think he likes his quarterbacks a little bit more demure, to use another Bone term.
I don't use demure.
Yeah.
Somebody said demure this
I said demure earlier.
You got all excited.
Yeah.
I did because It's a cool word. I don't use it at all.
We were speaking about somebody's wife, and I referred to her as demure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
Yes. Real quick, before we go, I'm going to ask you to make a prediction here, Jason.
Yes.
Week one, the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns is?
Whoever they take in the second round.
Wow.
Ooh.
Over Pickett and Flacco.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Coming up next, well, I would like to dig deeper into that, but we have Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, joining us next.
That's important.
Can't shortchange
We can't shortchange the doctor.
He's full blown or not blown at all.
Yes, that's true.
The Aloysius way.
That is true. We'll talk some Ravens, get his thoughts on the Orioles. That's next here on The Fan. It's a big moment in the show. Is we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, just got done his rounds, and just laid down for a nice power
nap. That's what they're calling him these days,
and,
rounds.
I forgot that he had to join us for this. And Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time to
join
us.
We all blew his phone up separately.
Yes, we all did.
One of us woke him up.
Yes. Did any of our texts get through?
Simultaneously. They all came through simultaneously. It was either a text or a phone call. I was on the phone with someone involved with the podcast, realizing that my time was coming, but I still thought Jason was venting about something, so I figured I had a few more moments.
No.
Apparently not.
Well, I was venting about you shining us.
Yeah.
You forgot to say the name of your podcast, by the way. Jerry, don't assume they know the name of your... What's your podcast called again?
He's trying to get the gift card.
The Be More Baseball podcast.
That's right.
That, of course, you know, right now on YouTube, you can catch us. Be More Ball Pod. Be More Ball Pod. We are giving away these Lido Pizza gift cards.
Not to Bordy, though.
Show evidence.
Is it true you've only given Bordy two?
Bordy wouldn't lie about that.
I think I gave him a third for one of his eight sons, but I think I gave him a third.
Wow. But, you're like Uncle Ruby with the hats. Let them eat cake. Here you go. Here's your third gift card. Leave me alone.
I give him whatever he wants. He's a great partner. And again, check us out. We have a new great Oreo we'll tell you about, but Nick Markakis is the latest one.
Now, I was not at the Liars lunch, but the mooks I work with were. And they claim that you got like a special tour of the cafeteria after everybody else. And you got a special doggy bag and like all these special privileges. Is that true?
Yeah, if I were to give myself a report card for my cafeteria etiquette, my decorum, my approach, I would give it a D. Because as you guys, as the people that were in the room know, I was tardy.
Yes.
And that was not my intent. That was not my intent. I didn't want to be the first one there.
Were you racing a school bus?
I didn't want to be the last. Waited way too long. We'll get to that in a moment. But as far as the food spread, it was tremendous.
It was great.
And Danny, who's worked there since day one, did approach me and have a box ready to give me. He wanted me to fill up the box while everyone with the media was in the room. I was like, I'm not going to do that, man. We'll just wait till everyone leaves. And then everyone left, and Todd Monken showed up, and he got a box. And I'm looking for Manny, and there was no box. So we're going to make
get
good
it.
On the No, I did not get the takeout, and we were going to make good during the NFL draft.
Did Monk take your box?
I think Monk took his box.
Monk took your box?
You asked someone in PR.
I literally was thinking, I thought this worker was handing me the box, and up comes Todd Monken behind me, and it's for him.
Well, Jerry, Jason alluded to it. What is this school bus story, Jerry?
Well, Tim, you would know. You were the first one to alert me about it.
I didn't. Do you want me to admit that?
You're getting called into court, bro.
This is a court situation, Jerry.
I'm looking at the citation now, and I've been asked by my attorney, Steve Friedman, from the law office, Michael A. Friedman.
Yes, good man.
Best attorney in Baltimore, bar none. Still doesn't sponsor our podcast. We're still looking for a law firm there, Steve. But nonetheless, I've been advised not to comment too much about what happened at 3:16 p.m. on January 16th of this year.
Allegedly.
There are some pictures. There is some evidence. I do remember hearing a siren in the area, and I felt like maybe there was an ambulance approaching. So if I went by a school bus that was boarding school children in Baltimore County... Well, shame on me if that really happened, but I don't think it did.
Bone says to the contrary. Bone said in real time it absolutely did.
That's alleged.
He came straight to the radio station. It was like Coleman almost railroaded a school bus.
Yeah. I want to report
alleged.
And repeat, it did not occur. And Baltimore County's backed up, apparently. No court date has been assigned.
Bigger fish to fry than you, Aloysius.
Although I should go to the mailbox today. It's been a while, so I could check on that.
Can I ask you how much the ticket is?
The ticket is expensive. Yeah, it's $250.
Oh, yeah. My wife got one of those.
That's like five Lido gift cards.
Have you tried bribing the judge?
Only if you follow the podcast on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod. Again, you've got to show us evidence that you signed up for the podcast to get that Lido gift card or qualify for it at the very least.
We are talking with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, who, breaking news, once again, is enjoying the game of life, according to his Twitter profile. Yes.
I'm glad you pay attention to the really, really minute things in life, Ken. Yes, I did that especially for you.
Well, thank you, because, full disclosure, and I think I told you this last week, I don't think there's a phrase that describes a person better than that phrase describes you.
Yeah, that was right before you asked me what I wanted written on my tombstone.
Yes, yes.
It still has to do with
Kenny's
Buffalo.
Should say, oogling the Instagram of the game of life.
Yes.
That's what his should say.
Yeah.
Let's get a little sports in here, Aloysius.
Let's get sporty.
Who's the better baseball team right now? The Mike Elias Baltimore Orioles or the swinging Sactown A's?
I think right now you have to go with the Sactown A's.
I think so, too.
They're playing inspiring baseball. They're scoring a lot of runs in that ragtag town stadium.
Got anything to say about Sacramento? You got anything for the people of Sacramento?
Have you been to Sacramento?
I have not.
Neither have I. So I really shouldn't comment, except I heard it's cow country.
Yeah, I don't plan on going.
Going on out there. Yeah, it's not on my bucket list. Listen,
are the Orioles in trouble?
Yes, they are right now. Absolutely. I wish I had better things to say about them, but you got to be honest. I mean, you can't be pleased with the way things have started. It looks like a carryover from the second half of last season. How many sacrifices does this team have? Do they have one?
They don't believe in that, Jerry. No.
Guardians had three last night.
Supercomputer does not value that.
They had 2-1 inning. That's why my antenna went off.
Uh-oh.
We just recorded the podcast, and when we recorded it, they had none.
I got breaking news.
Stolen bases.
Breaking news, Tyler O'Neill scratched with neck discomfort. Oh. That's how it starts.
Bench press.
They almost got a month out of him. I really thought he was going to throw a ball into the dugout tonight, so I'm a little let down.
Jerry, I did want to get back to the Liars luncheon because Eric DaCosta called you out towards the end of the press conference saying, Jerry, you're quiet, man. Jerry, you only asked one question.
He had an empty stomach.
We don't have the audio?
We might have the roll press. That was on
That's
me. I should have pulled that.
You guys did it. That was on mic, and that was uncalled for by Eric DaCosta to call me out like that and refer to me as a go. I'm not writing a book about Eric DaCosta. I can't even spell his last name. I won't be his ghostwriter, but he knows that. And then he asked me if I, had any other questions. Of course I had other questions. He didn't want my question.
Couldn't handle
Justin Tucker, about whether or not he's going to show up at the OTAs, about what's going on with the NFL investigation that's seemingly going on forever, but we all know it's been concluded, and we're just waiting for the results. Those were the type of questions I had, but I refrained.
Jerry,
I left you guys speechless.
No, if you were a betting man, because we've had this discussion many times on the program, does Justin Tucker show up for OTAs?
Man's got to work.
No, I don't think he's good. I don't see him there. I really don't.
So I'm with
you. That'll be a question afterwards, after the draft, I guess, for coach. But, in the past, he's been at these things.
Oh, yeah.
So if I hear the line, he doesn't need to be here, but he's been there in the past at most of these, if not all these.
I think he's showing. I think he'll be there.
If he does, then I don't know how much they can shield him.
No, go after him, Jerry.
How that works.
Oh, Jerry.
You're the people's champion. You got to track him down.
The locker room is closed, so they can shield him for a while.
What about coming off the field?
You could try to approach him, and then
ambush
you would have someone approach you and say, hey, back off, back off.
Nobody does that to Alex.
They don't do that to
no
you.
No one.
They might do that to the bone.
I think there's a tiny notebook. Tall guy that would come barking after me saying, get the hell away from him.
Well, I think I think he'll be there, and I think you'll track him down, and I think we'll be playing that audio if we can get our hands on it.
Yes. With your question. With your question.
Even though it's a baseball podcast, if you got an exclusive with Tucker at the Castle, would you put that in your podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will there be football guests on the podcast?
I think that's going to be a separate podcast. Well,
separate podcast.
That's a question. That's a question we're debating right now. I mean, would we put Eric DaCosta, per se, on a baseball podcast? Would you do that?
It's a big guest.
It's a big guest, man. He's a Red Sox fan. Maybe when the O's head to Fenway.
Yeah. Yep. Guys can talk about the book.
The book, you know, the relationship with Elias and Sig. Love Sig.
Yeah.
So we may do that. We will see. We will see. But I am planning a football podcast quietly in the background.
What's the podcast again, Jerry? It's on the Odyssey app,
the
right?
The baseball podcast is what we're focusing on, and I'm glad you turned our attention to that, the Be More Ball podcast. It's at Be More Ball Pod on YouTube, Be More Ball Pod. We need subscribers there. We are just starting a new YouTube page after we dumped Adam Jones.
Yes.
And had to move on from him. And Adam is great company, and we miss him, but he's over in Spain right now. And, you know, he's out of the content and podcast business, and he's moved to the front office. So it's 40 and
they need all the help they can get, Jerry.
I don't
taunt him with some of the things that I'm feeling about this team. I just send him your tweets.
Yes. Well, he is an Oriole employee now. So
Yeah.
He is. He has to take the high road, and you know, he'll turn your back on you if you're disloyal. So you got to be careful.
You want to let the people know who's coming up on the podcast here?
Yes. You were able to identify this person. Someone thought he was Ron Gardenhire. It's former Oriole, absolute utility standout Jeff Rebele. We all remember him from that 97 season.
Homered off of Randy Johnson.
40 out. Of course. That was the best home run he ever hit in October of that year. And, of course, I didn't know that he threw Bordy out in the College World Series, so we talked about that. Yeah, I guess Bordy was at Maine, and I think Rebs was at LSU. And we have local businessman Brian Kowitz on, and he's got an unbelievable story about how he saved the lives of no less than 8 Hall of Fame players. True story.
Wow. He was in the Braves system. Yeah.
In the Braves system, and there was trouble on a plane flight, and without him noticing the trouble, that plane may not have made it out.
Jerry Coleman, you are a gentleman and a scholar.
Get us those gift cards.
Yeah,
gift
please
cards,
get
buddy.
Us those gift cards, and we will talk soon.
I'm waiting to see. Ken, you ran out of the building. I mean, the boss was there yesterday for you guys. So you guys all ran out like a Ravens flock after.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get you the gift cards, but I had a fistful of $50 Lido pizza gift cards.
Burning a hole in your pocket.
You know, again, if you follow us on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod, you're eligible to get one of those gift cards. But you guys, I have them saved for you.
Okay.
I can't wait.
We'll do
lunch soon.
Who's going to be at the court date? We'll get him at
Bone's
the court.
Bone's definitely going to be there.
Bone is a star witness.
Bone's going to be there.
He doesn't need to be there. Actually, he does not need to be there.
Bone's legally obligated.
Yes.
Yes. He has to work that day. It's unpaid, Tim, okay? Just going to court that day. You don't benefit doing that.
He's been summoned by the prosecution, so Bone will be there.
It's unnecessary for Tim to go. It really is unnecessary. Once I found out that he was an eyewitness, absolutely. Doesn't need to be there. Tim, you're either going to be sick and at home that day or at work.
Okay. Thanks, Jer.
All right. You won't know about the court date anyway. Yeah. Talk to you guys soon.
Godspeed.
Yes.
Godspeed.
Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. Coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner. The lineup has been adjusted. We'll get that to you. Also, Brandon Hyde with interesting comments about the ability for his young players handling failure. We'll tell you what he had to say next here on The Fan.
Well, when the roster is put together and how the roster is built before camp and during camp, there's you know the front office signed right-handed hitters to complement and to try to help us against left-handed, especially left-handed starters or left-handed back-end bullpen arms. So I'm going to give those guys opportunity early in the year. If, you know, I think that you've seen, I haven't hit for Jackson and Kierstead on a few occasions against left-handed relievers lately. Those opportunities are going to continue to come. But I'm also going to give the right-handed bats an opportunity that we signed to try to help us.
That was Brandon Hyde earlier today talking about the lineup last night and why it was the way it was. By the way, one change to tonight's lineup. Tyler O'Neill has been scratched, got neck issue. So Heston Kjerstad moves to right field, and Ramon Laureano now batting ninth and playing left field.
Again, I like to interpret the skipper.
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm not the one who brought in these guys, gave them collectively close to $40 million, and pretending that the one thing that you could sell them on as being an upgrade on is hitting lefties. That's what my boss did. That's what the front office did. So if you think they're going to let me put lineups out this early in the season when we're scuffling offensively that doesn't have them included against lefties, you don't understand how things work around here.
Well, it's also comforting him saying, hey, I gave him chances like last night against Class A in the ninth.
Yeah.
We'll continue to do
well,
that.
Well, no, what he said was, I leave them in against lefties if they started the game. And he has done that, and we've seen both of them have opposite field hits against lefties late in the game. So, but not starting against lefties.
Nope.
We got to get those righties in. By the way, if you're just tuning in, interesting news. Ken Rosenthal, in response to Mike Elias talking about extensions, caught up with Cedric Mullins' agent, Robin Cope, who said the Orioles have not initiated talks about an extension, adding, quote, I wish they would. He wishes they would. Well, our own Cordell Woodland caught up with Cedric Mullins, and he talked about wanting to sign an extension.
Yeah, 100%. Being drafted by Baltimore and, just knowing what Baltimore and the city has offered me and my family over the course of, my career has been nothing short of amazing. So to have those negotiations take place is, it's all in timing. But right now, I'm focused on the day-to-day of bringing wins to the clubhouse. Really.
So he's saying all the right things. But, again, they have yet to approach him about an extension.
Come on. They've tried to bury the guy. Multiple times. Like, they're not extending him. They drafted him Avery K. Bradfield Jr.
Well,
I think he's a fourth outfielder, but that they drafted him to replace Cedric Mullins. It's a first-round pick.
I was going to say, what's really sad is if the season does go south, he's going to get traded.
Somebody told you that in a six-pack before the season started where I told you they'd be lucky to win 83 games.
6-10 at the moment. And
Sacktown A's got one more win than them.
Yeah.
Just saying. I believe I said a one-game playoff. It's Sacktown A's.
Yeah, the A's are 7-10 at the moment. Yes.
I hope Cedric gets a ring somewhere. And look, you don't see top 10 center fielders traded at the deadline very often. So I think if they have a real GM making the trade, they could get a pretty steep, strong return for Cedric Mullins.
Coming up next, we'll talk to our own Ryan Ripken, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. I'll get his thoughts on Charlie Morton on this rotation on the young hitters. Ryan joins us next here on The Fan.